Did Jesus have a human father, or was his mother a virgin at the time of his birth? Whether or not there is enough surviving evidence to decide it, this is still a strictly scientific question, with a definite answer in principle, yes or no. Did Jesus raise Lazarus from the dead? Did he himself come alive again 3 days after being crucified? There is an answer to every such question, whether or not we can discover it in practice, and it is a strictly scientific answer. The methods we should use to settle the matter, in the unlikely event that relevant evidence ever became available, would be purely and entirely scientific methods. To dramatize the point, imagine by some remarkable set of circumstances that forensic archaeologists unearth DNA evidence to show that Jesus really did lack a biological father. Can you imagine religious apologists shrugging their shoulders and saying anything remotely like the following?
Who cares? Scientific evidence is completely irrelevant to theological questions. Wrong magisterium. We're concerned only with ultimate questions and with moral values. Neither DNA nor any other scientific evidence could ever have any bearing on the matter one way or the other.
The very idea is a joke. You can bet your boots that the scientific evidence, if any were to turn up, would be seized upon and trumpeted to the skies. Noma is popular only because there is no evidence to favour the God hypothesis. The moment there was the smallest suggestion of any evidence in favour of religious belief, religious apologists would lose no time in throwing Noma out of the window. Sophisticated theologians aside, and even they are happy to tell miracle stories to the unsophisticated in order to swell congregations, I suspect that alleged miracles provide the strongest reason many believers have for their faith. And miracles, by definition, violate the principles of science. The Roman Catholic Church, on the one hand, seems sometimes to aspire to Noma, but on the other hand, lays down the performance of miracles as an essential qualification for elevation to sainthood. The late King of the Belgians is a candidate for sainthood because of his stand on abortion. Earnest investigations are now going on to discover whether any miraculous cures can be attributed to prayers offered up to him since his death. I am not joking. That is the case, and it is typical of saint stories. I imagine the whole business is an embarrassment to more sophisticated circles within the church. Why any circles worthy of the name of sophisticated remain within the church is a mystery at least as deep as those that theologians enjoy.
When faced with miracle stories, Gould would presumably retort along the following lines. The whole point of Noma is that it is a two-way bargain. The moment religion steps on science's turf and starts to meddle in the real world with miracles, it ceases to be religion in the sense Gould is defending, and his amicabilis concordia is broken. Note, however, that the miracle-free religion defended by Gould would not be recognised by most practising theists in the pew or on the prayer mat. It would indeed be a grave disappointment to them. To adapt Alice's comment on her sister's book before she fell into Wonderland, what is the use of a God who does no miracles and answers no prayers? Remember Ambrose Bierce's witty definition of the verb to pray?
To ask that the laws of the universe be annulled in behalf of a single petitioner, confessedly unworthy.
There are athletes who believe God helps them win, against opponents who would seem, on the face of it, no less worthy of his favouritism. There are motorists who believe God saves them a parking space, thereby presumably depriving somebody else. This style of theism is embarrassingly popular and is unlikely to be impressed by anything as, superficially, reasonable as Noma. Nevertheless, let us follow Gould and pare our religion down to some sort of non-interventionist minimum. No miracles, no personal communication between God and us in either direction, no monkeying with the laws of physics, no trespassing on the scientific grass. At most, a little deistic input to the initial conditions of the universe so that, in the fullness of time, stars, elements, chemistry, and planets develop, and life evolves. Surely that is an adequate separation. Surely Noma can survive this more modest and unassuming religion.
Well, you might think so. But I suggest that even a non-interventionist Noma god, though less violent and clumsy than an Abrahamic god,